Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 175 of the Story Hacker podcast. And we're going to talk today, we're going to talk about darkness. The importance of darkness, my friends. Very important in stories. And the reason this has come up is because yesterday I had two separate conversations, two separate clients, two separate projects. But the underlying message in both cases was the same. And the message was, Nick, you are pushing me to be darker than I normally am. And they were right, I was. And the reason is because we need darkness to accent our light, don't we? We need light and shade, darlings, light and shade. And the thing is, we live in a world now where, partly because of social media, I think, when we're talking about ourselves and our own lives, don't get me wrong, we're plenty critical of other people, but when we're talking about our own lives, we tend to post the good stuff. We tend to post the stuff where we're having fun or we're doing something interesting or we've got a nice, I don't know, kebab or something. Ugh, kebab? Breakfast, whatever. Anyway, and it's flat, right? And then the best analogy I have for this is if you're going on a long journey. So say you're going along, you've got a two-hour journey on a motorway or a freeway or an autobahn or whatever it is. You're going for a long distance. Now, you're travelling at the legal speed limit for wherever you are. So in the UK, it's 70 miles an hour. So let's say we're going at 70. And effectively, that journey is flat. We're at 70 all the way. We're fast all the way. And you only actually get variation when you brake or accelerate, right? When you hit the brake or hit the gas. And stories are the same. And the reason why I push people to go darker is partly because, well, there's two reasons, I suppose. It's partly because it's often more honest, because we're all wearing masks, we're all putting on a front, and if you can articulate what you're actually feeling, what you're actually afraid of, the actual stakes, it becomes more empathetic, more powerful, you know, people are more drawn to you. But also, when you go dark, you have the opportunity to go light, right? Now, Jung said, one of Jung's famous quotes, and I haven't read any of Jung's books, I'll be honest, but one of the quotes he said when he was talking about the shadow that's in all of us, is he said something that the tree that whose branches rise to heaven must have roots that go to hell. Now, I'm not recommending that necessarily, although it's very powerful to think about that. But certainly in terms of stories, your lightness is contrasted with your darkness. So if you want to have a big build at the end of your story, you need darkness in there. And in both cases that I was these projects that I was talking about yesterday, it was about defining the darkness so you could define the journey and the value of the journey into the kind of light, into the big end. And it's a really interesting thing for us to think about, because as I've said before, most business people, most companies, they don't talk about the darkness. And it's one of the reasons why so much communication doesn't get attention, because it has no conflict. And without conflict, there's no drama. And without drama, as we know, there's no attention. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you've not subscribed, hit subscribe in your podcast app and join us every day for this weird but ongoing conversation. Bye now.